ABC News.
President George H.W. Bush will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Members of the public, along with dignitaries, can wait in line. Sometimes the lines will be hours long to pay their tribute to him. Then the National Cathedral, which is in Northwest Washington, D.C., will host the memorial service. And their president, in this case, President George W. Bush, is going to speak along with three or four others. We saw this happen with Senator John McCain as well, just not long ago, a few months ago. There is a series of rituals surrounding the death of a former president, and that extends to the media as well. I mean, there are, you know, tributes in the media, and there's really a almost week-long period of national morning conversation. Not everyone obviously participates in it, but that's part of the experience for at least some people.
Has this always been the experience of the Republic? How long ago, historically, has there been this pomp, for want of a better word, surrounding the death of a president?
Well, I think it has pretty deep roots within the history of the country. Because remember, the president is symbolically, you know, he or she is the one person elected by all the people, in the sense that, you know, it's a national vote. It's not by a state or by a congressional district. And of course, a number of presidents have also been assassinated. And that has produced, you know, periods of extended mourning, a shock. And while the rituals may have shifted, certainly beginning at least since Abraham Lincoln, the idea that the casket, the body, will be on a train, for example, so that people can stand on the roadside and pay their respects, you know, a chance for the country to kind of pay a tribute to the person, you know, this dates back to at least the 19th century. And again, is really a sense, an opportunity, in a sense, for the country to reflect, you know, not only on the virtues of the president, but also on that person's warts and the country's flaws as well. And that you know, really goes back to the early Republic.
You've mentioned the respect people will show to the former president, George H.W. Bush. But it's something that the Americans are renowned for, the respect for the office. And it's been remarked upon in commentary with the death of this president that it's an angry time in America right now. And perhaps this is a time when you've got the death of somebody like George H.W. Bush, people might consider that it's time to pay the office more respect, perhaps.
Well, some people, although some people in the United States and around the world have been arguing very loudly for at least 2 years that the office deserves to be paid more respect, and that there's a certain decorum, a certain dignity, a certain way of comporting oneself that, you know, is simply totally the antithesis of what Trump is about and how he operates. I don't think that this moment of George H.W. Bush's funeral is going to change anything. I mean, the divisions in the country are deep-rooted. And, you know, Trump is obviously not going to change. I don't think he's really capable of changing. So I do think that, as with the memorial service for John McCain, this is a similar kind of rebuke to Trump, in the sense that for all of McCain's flaws, and certainly for all of George H.W. Bush's flaws, and there are some connections, I think, between Bush and Trump that go little recognized. But for all of their flaws, there is a sense, I think, among a lot of Americans and I think even a lot of Republicans that, you know, Trump is not somebody, not a person of decent character, not someone who they want representing them in the world. And conducts himself in a way that debases the presidency, and so I think that this will, in a sense, inflame those feelings, which are already quite powerful in the country.
ABC News.